This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pretty much from the beginning of November through the first of the year are critical 2 months for restaurants, the distilled spirits, beer, wine, all those industries, and certainly retail. So, yeah, I mean, we always think of it as around Hanukkah and Christmas and some of the traditional holidays, religious or otherwise, in terms of retail. And retail does depend on those, you know, gift-giving seasons, but it really does run beyond that at least a week or so, as you see semi-annual sales at a lot of, you know, a lot of semi-annual sales post-Christmas, a lot of post-Christmas, getting rid of inventory. So, yeah, it is critical really through the first of the year, and I would argue bleeding really even a week into the new year for retailing.
Is it a better time, I guess, for consumers to find a deal post-Christmas, as some of these stores and car lots, for example, they want to move things before the end of the year?
Sure. Yeah, before new models, certainly in the auto industry. And, yeah, you're going to see, obviously, retailing physical stores, online as well. But, you know, online deals with a lot of returns post-Christmas, but they will have some incentives. But with physical brick-and-mortar retailing, you know, the bit of advice I would give most consumers is, if you're going into these stores to try to get a deal, you know, don't be afraid to ask. Most things will be out per se, you know, where people can see, and signage is usually pretty clear, although post holiday can get a little hectic. But, you know, I wouldn't be afraid to ask a person working there, because let's face it, those people are tired. They've been if you're polite to them and you say, you know, happy holidays, I hope your holidays was good, and you're polite to them and you ask them, you know, I'm looking for deals. Can you, you know, lead me to where you think's a really good value? A lot of them are just thrilled of people being nice to them after a very hectic holiday. And they'll a lot of times, you know, go out of their way to point out some things that you might not even realize from the signage that's a really great deal. So I think don't be afraid to ask, I guess, is one of my bigger pieces of advice, so to speak.
Oh, that's good. You know, I always worried about things like that as a consumer, that if I were to ask that question, they would just say, oh, yeah, let me show you something. But they're not actually doing it for your benefit. They're doing it for their benefit, so they're not really caring if it's the best value or not.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, that's always going to be a concern if you think of people on commission and upselling and so forth. And I'm not, but, you know, that exists potentially in any industry. But a lot of stores, I mean, Best Buy goes out of their way. They've had commercials back they had a Super Bowl commercial that pointed out the fact that their employees are not on commission. So they wanted to make it real clear to their customers and patrons that, you know, they're looking, yes, they want Best Buy to do well and them to be employed, but they're not working on a commission per se. So that does make a difference. But in traditional retailing, whether you're talking about Meijer, Walmart, Bath and Body Works, any of those, most of them are not on commission per se. So they want you to purchase within their store, but they're often willing to point out things, especially if you're polite, because if there's a value, perhaps you'll just buy more of something, and they're not worried about the per profit unit.
What about supply chain stuff right now? I'm guessing there's not going to be a lot of new inventory at some of these places, so is that why you're primarily looking at what hasn't been sold?
Yeah, a lot of places are trying to get rid of the, you know, if they bought X amount of something for the holiday season and they still have a certain amount of that left on the shelves, they want to clear it out. That is a part of it. And so luckily we're not dealing with the post-COVID bullwhip effect that we saw, you know, with all the boats in the ports outside of LA that we all saw during COVID and right even later in the COVID years. So yeah, supply chains have been a little bit cleaner. You probably saw reports this week that, you know, the economy is doing a little better than some economists predicted. And I think I'm not an economist, but you'll probably see some of that in the consumer confidence indices. Another little bit of advice I give my students at Wayne, and also just, you know, individuals in general, is when you go shopping in especially in physical brick and mortar retail, think of it as a holy trinity. And I don't mean that to be, you know, this time of year being, you know, anything other than what I'm talking. I mean in the sense that when you walk into a store, think of it as, can I use a manufacturer coupon? Maybe that's a physical coupon. Maybe that's one that was sent in the mail, or maybe one that you find a promotional code online that you can use in store, because those exist. There's ones that they say, here's the code for physical store. Here's the code that exists for online. So that might be a manufacturer coupon. Think of that at the top of the pyramid. Then think of it on the other end of the on one corner of the pyramid or triangle. Think of it as a store coupon, right? There's store coupons. There's manufacturer coupons. Those have two ends of the triangle, two of the three ends. And then thirdly, can you use loyalty points? Or, you know, most places, almost everyone today has loyalty. Can you use loyalty points, or can you at least earn loyalty points toward your next purchase? So if you think of it as manufacturer on the top of the triangle, store on the left end of the triangle, loyalty on the right end of the triangle, bottom right of the triangle, and then can I use that on top of sales and clearance items? Not all places allow that. Some places, they say you can't use it on sale items. You got to sometimes do read the fine print. But if you think of it as a holy trinity, manufacturer, store, loyalty, and then can I use that on top of sales and clearance? Now you really do knock down MSRP, or manufacturer suggested retail price. So that's what I try to tell all my students when you go through life. If you really want to fight inflation and cut down, you know, go when the mail comes in, those flyers, go through them. I mean, a lot of people just think of it as, quote, junk mail. But a lot of times there's little gems in there. And obviously your opt-in permission-based email that people get. A lot of that stuff's for online, but a lot of it's for physical in-store. Ulta sends, you know, for example, I'm not trying to promote any one store, but I'm saying Ulta will send coupons that say, here's the barcode for in-store, here's the barcode for online. And so they'll encourage, you know, either or, but if you really think of it as a holy trinity plus something inside of the triangle of can I use it on top of sales and clearance, you will really knock down the price out of pocket to you, the consumer.
Well, one more question, I guess.
Yep.
Are we coming up towards, would you say this is last call to find a deal? Let's say after the new year, do, I guess, retailers don't try as hard?
Yeah, I do think, I mean, yeah, maybe cars do, maybe automotive, to your point, do bleed a little, sometimes into a little bit more into January, just because they do have some models. But as far as traditional brick and mortar retail that we see, malls and mega stores, I do think no more than 6-7 days into the new year, then you're going to have a hard time finding, you know, quote unquote, good deals. So this week is the best. The first week in January is going to be okay, because some are just going to try to extend. But then, you know, like Sam Annual Sales for Bath and Body Works, I know, for example, goes deep into, you know, the first couple weeks into the new year. But aside from that, yes, as soon as you get past the first week in January, I think the amount of great deals you're going to find are going to be few and far between.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.